Praise God. So I'm going to finish what I started a few weeks ago. It's part two. Let God control your life or living a life to please God. So my brothers and my sisters, we have to allow God to control our life. As I mentioned the last few weeks ago, I will just do a little recap of it. God is our creator. Because he's the one that made us. He's the one that formed us from our mother's womb. That is the reason why we have to allow him to control our lives. Let us read 3 John chapter 1 verse 6. They have testified before the church of your love and friendship. You will do well to forward them on their journey, and you will please to do so in a way worthy of God's service. Sorry, can I have New King James Version? So you are born witness of your Lord before the church if you send them forward. Sorry, I think it's a wrong. It's 2 John 1:6. Yes, and this is love, that we walk after his commandment. This is the commandment that, as he have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it. You know, God wants us to walk our life in line with his will, because he's the one that knows everything about us. He is the Alpha and he's the Omega. He's the one that created us, and he's the one that knows every stages and every phases of our life. His plan, the Bible says in that Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thought that I have towards you, thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an high and expected end. So the plan of God for our lives is of peace, and is the one that made us in our mother's womb, because he's our creator. I'm just recapping what we did the last few weeks ago. So now, how do we allow God to control our life? How do we present ourselves before him as a living sacrifice? This is very, very important, because the purpose and the plan of God for each and every one of us at the creation, when God created Adam and Eve, is to have mutual and intimate relationship with us, his creatures. That's what he had in mind. But when Adam sinned, that plan stopped because of the sin of Adam. But thank God for Jesus Christ that came. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So Jesus Christ now came, and through the blood that was shed, praise the Lord, women. Honestly, we had a wonderful, such a deeper revelation that we had these 3 days. It's as if I've never, you know, when God, so my brethren, don't just think that, oh, we are here again to hear the same word. God bring forth new things from that word every day, every minute. You see, when Pastor was talking about this creation, it's as if I've never heard it before. It's as if something new just opened up my, you know, my inner intellect to have a deeper revelation and understanding. It's just as if I just heard it and in another form. And that's our God. He always brings forth new things. So we should not despise coming to fellowship, coming to house fellowship, coming to Bible study, coming to Sunday services, because God has a new thing to teach us every day. He brings forth new things in his own time, in his season, every minute, every second. So when that relationship was broken because of the sin of Adam, now, thank God, Jesus Christ came. God gave us Jesus Christ, and he shed his blood. And through that blood, through the blood of Jesus, we receive the forgiveness of our sins. And every other thing that he has ordained for us, he now releases it to us. All we need to do is to get it by faith, because God worked with our faith. Faith is that substance. Faith is that hand to receive all that God has ordained for us, because he has shed the blood. The Bible said they overcame him. We all of us, we will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Because that testimony is there that we are saved by grace. It is not because of the work that we did. He did all the works. It is not by our works at all. The Bible says, it is not by our works. We are saved by grace. So that is the reason why we have to allow God. You know, when God opened our spiritual eyes and he opens our inner heart to understand how deep he loves us, we will not even, think twice. God, just have it all. Take control. Whatever you want me to do, I'm ready to do it. That should be our profession every day. God, I am here. It's because of your grace and your mercy that we have not been consumed. So we have to allow him to rule our lives. We don't have to think twice. Nobody should push us. You know, we are talking about giving this money. Nobody should drive us to give. He's the one that gives us the money. He's the one that gives us the strength. He's the one that gives us the life. So why are we withholding whatever he has given us to serve him? Let's use everything, every being, every strength that God has given to us to serve him, to serve him faithfully, to serve him diligently. And the reward is such a tremendous thing that we can ever imagine. Praise the Lord. So now, let God control. What is God controlling in our lives? Is he controlling? What is he controlling? Is he just controlling, you know, like just take one part of it, control 1%, and I want to control 10%. We should allow him to control 100% of everything in our lives. We should allow him to control our life because he's the one that gave us the ability to walk. He's the one that has given us the strength every day. He's the one that gives us the breath of life. So we should allow him to control our lives. Let us read Romans 12. We are going to start from verse 1. Romans chapter 12. NLT, please. So we have to allow him to control our lives because our human understanding, we cannot do anything about this life. We don't know what will happen in the next 1 hour. Only God knows. That is the reason why we have to commit our ways to him. And he said he will bring it to pass. And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies, including me, to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you and I. He has done a great thing for us. He's a covenant-keeping God. He made a covenant with Abraham, and Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. Brethren, we need to allow God to rule our life. We need to give our bodies to God as a living sacrifice. I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice. Let our lives be a living and holy sacrifice unto God. The kind that he will find acceptable, 24/7. This is truly the way to worship him. Our life that we present to him as a living sacrifice is the true way to worship God because he wants to commune with us. He wants to talk to us. He wants to have a bosom. He wants to be our bosom partner. He wants to direct our thoughts. He wants to rule over our time because he owns time in his hands. He owns our life in his hands. Verse 2, please. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world. That's part of the way we allow him. We don't copy what is going on in the world. We don't copy the fashions of the world. We allow the name of the Lord. We adorn ourselves with dignity. We are clothed ourselves with what we make God to be glorified. The virtuous woman, if we go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, he adorned himself with dignity and strength. He clothed himself with the glory and the beauty of God. That should be our profession as believers. Don't copy the behavior and custom of this world, but let God transform you into a new person. Let God transform your thought. Is your brother or sister stepping on your toes and they are doing something that you don't like? How do we react? Do we talk back to them and say, tit for tat? No, because we are not going to copy the behavior and customs of this world. But we have to transform. We have to allow God to transform us from inside out into a new person by changing the way we think. We have to allow the word of God to dwell in us richly. Richly. You know, the rich people, they have that money. They go to the bank, the money comes. They don't use credit card. Even if they use credit card, they will use it and pay it off right away. Just to build their credit. So we have to change, let God change the way we think. Then you will learn when we allow God and we let God rule our lives and we let God rule the thought that goes on inside us, even though nobody knows what is in my hand, but our living God, the all-powerful, the all-knowing God, he knows what is in our heart. So we should allow him to change our thinking so that our thinking will be in line with his will. And that is his word. Then you will learn to know God's will for you. When you allow him, then he will show us his will. And he has given us the power and the ability, because he said we can do all things through him who gives us the strength. So when he now reveals his will to us, already he gave us the strength. So we tap into that strength and say, God, I can do it by your strength, because you have given me the strength and you have given me the ability. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Because the will of God is always good for us. In our own human understanding, we may think this is the way it's supposed to go. That is the reason why we have to allow him. We have to go to him in prayer. God, this thought, this thing that you put in my heart, is it you or is it my own flesh? I do that now. Because as we grow better, you know, as we are growing in the Lord, as we are being deeply rooted in Christ, he takes us from one level of glory to another level. Some thought will come to my heart. Now, the way I handle it, I will say, God, is it me or is it you talking to me? That means we are allowing him to control our thought. We allow him to control everything in us. Verse 3, please. Because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Look at it that by God's grace, I am what I am. It is not by our own power. Be honest in your evaluation of yourself. Be real with God. God wants us to be real with him, even though he knows us inside out. But he wants us to say, you know, he wants us to talk to him. He wants us to have conversation with him. You know, when I'm talking to Brother Gordy now, we are having a conversation. I want to talk to him and I want him to talk to me. My children in the different department, when I'm talking to them, I don't like them nodding their head. I say, can you talk to me? I'm talking. So God wants us to talk to him. He wants to be real with us. Be honest in your evaluation of yourself. Measuring yourself by the faith God has given us. We measure whatever it is that as we are evaluating ourselves in line with what God says. That means we are allowing God to control our lives. We are not taking the law into our hands. We are allowing him to control us. Just as the GPS. You know, when you are using GPS, the GPS will take you. Sometimes it will take you to a destination that is not where you are going, and you say you have reached your destination and you kept on looking. Oh, this is not the destination. And you put it back, he writes himself. You know, at my job, sometimes all our system just shut down. We can't do nothing. So I say, God is the only perfect God. Even technology is not perfect. He shuts down. Sometimes your cell phone, sometimes you want to go on the internet. You can't go. Just maybe like a few minutes, or it can take up to an hour. But our God is always available 24/7. So that is the reason why we have to allow him to control our lives. Verse 4, please. Just as our body have many parts and each part has special function. You see, we should see each other as we are sitting down here, that God has different gifts in each and every one of us. And we should allow God to control us to identify where does God want us to serve. You see the ushers, they are working, they are doing their work. You see the people with the sound and media, they are doing their work. They are, when they get on the instrument now, we start playing. I see we should not live here just enjoying the music. So they allow God to control them, and God gave them those gifts. That's how we can identify those gifts in our lives. When we allow God to control us, we will not just sit down here and say, oh, you know what, I don't think I can do anything in any of the ministry. It's the same way that we allow God to control, because we are serving him. We are serving him. So my brothers and my sisters, we have to allow God to control our lives. We have to present our body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is our reasonable service to him. We have to live by the power of the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5 from verse 16. That's another way we can allow God to control our life. So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. He has given us the power of the Holy Spirit, and that power has come upon each and every one of us to be able to do exploit for God. So I say, then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves, because this, our flesh, we have to make sure that we make it, you know, allow it to subject to the Holy Spirit, to subject it to whatever God wants us to do, because our mind is so deep that things, thought comes to our heart. You see, the sinful nature that craves. When we allow the Holy Spirit to rule over our lives, to guide us in every aspect of our lives, then we will not be doing what our sinful nature craves. When the thought comes, we align that thought with what God says. Is it thought that is going to glorify God, or is it thought that the flesh just wants to use to usurp our own human flesh? That's why the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Proverbs 3. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all our ways, we have to acknowledge God. That shows that we allow him to control our lives. So let's surrender everything in our life into God's hands, because he is worthy of all everything in our lives. So we must live a spirit-controlled life. We can continue with that, what you have. That Galatians, chapter verse 17 now, please. Thank you. The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desire that are the opposite of this sinful nature, because they are warring against each other. These two forces are constantly fighting each other. Our mind, the Spirit of God, because when we give our life to Christ, we are now a new creature. That's why we have to keep on telling this flesh, you cannot control me. I speak it out, because the Bible says, let the redeemer of the Lord say so. Few days ago, I was just early in the morning, I was by the sink, and this thought from nowhere just came. That death, I say, are you joking? You don't know what you are saying. That's not for me. The Bible says, with long life will it satisfy me. So where does death come in the place where I'm just standing here? I will not die, but live to proclaim and declare the glory and the wonderful works of the Most High God. I started saying for the word. That's why we need that word. My brothers and my sisters, including me, please and please, let us fellowship with the word of God. There is power in the word of God. And the word of God is the life of Christ. I spoke for the word, and that's how the thought just went off. That is the reason why we don't just take anything that comes to our heart that is not in line with the will of God. Sometimes you may feel pain, and your flesh will start talking to you. Do you know that pain is that pain that you heard in the news? Oh, that pain can lead to this and this. Right away, we should shut him down and say, no, this is not your ground. This ground is earth, and this ground is filled with the presence and the spirit of the Most High God, because the blood of Jesus was shed at Calvary for me, and he has taken away everything that is not in line with his will. And his thought towards me is the thought of peace. We start saying that word because there is power in the word of God. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. The blood of Jesus and the name of Jesus, there is power in it. Let us allow that name to rule and reign in our lives every minute, every second. Praise the Lord. We should allow God to control our thoughts and our actions. We should not allow the flesh or what we see to control us, because the world is full of a lot of things now. But when we allow God to control the way we think, we will think in the right perspective, and we think about the word of God. Let God change the way you think, including me. Changing the way we think, we definitely change our perspective, which changes how we act, how we react each day to things that we do every day. You see, I want to read something. It's like a strip from somebody. It's a doctor. In a book written by Dr. Caroline Leaf, as we think, we change the physical nature of our brain. I know those people that are in the medical field, you will relate to that. As we consciously direct our thinking, we can wire out toxic patterns of thinking and replace them with healthy thoughts. And the healthy thought is the word of God. There is no healthy thought in what is outside there. The healthy thought is in the word of God. And you see, this is a science telling us that as we think positively, toxins are being taken out of our brain, taken out of our body. So that shows that the way we think is very important. Also, from this same doctor, as you think, you build thought, and these become physical substance in our brain. That's why when we think negatively, it is not okay, it is not good as a child of God. We have to allow our thought, we have to allow God to control our thought, and allow the Holy Spirit to change. It's like you are sieving. You know, you have a sieve. Those of us that are women, we cook. You have a sieve. And when you sieve, you know, some of the, maybe like the powdered form, or you want to bake your flour, when you sieve it, you see when you, after sieving it, you have some, you know, like some stuff that you have to throw away, which you can't use to bake. So we have to make sure that we allow the Holy Spirit to sieve the thought that is in our heart, so that he will take those things that are not supposed to be there, and he will retain the word of God, and which is good because it helps us even medically when we allow positive thought to rule, you know, to be engaged, that is to engage our mind, our thought with the word of God. So because you and I are created in the image of God. So we have to allow God to think through us. We have to allow God to control our actions. Even though we want to get angry, at the same time, the Bible says we should get angry, but we should not let sin go down on our anger. If you get angry, allow the Holy Spirit to control your anger. That is how you'll be able to, your flesh will be subject to the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will now take over. So our thought shapes our lives. We must allow God to control what we think by taking captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. And then after that, we read Proverbs 23:7. 2 Corinthians 10, 5. We destroy every proud obstacle. You know, the Bible identified as proud obstacle because they are not in line with what God wants. That keeps people from knowing God. We capture their rebellious thought and teach them to obey Christ. That is, you take that captive. Let your thought take it that captive. If that thought comes, take it captive. That is, look, think about it. Is this thought in line with what God says? That's how we'll be able to take it captive. Proverbs 23:7. New King James Version, please. For as you and I think in our heart, so are we. Whatever we think is what we are. If you think positively, that is what we come. If you think negatively, that is what it comes. If you think, oh, I have this headache, and you start, some people would, you just quote it, oh, my headache. It's not your headache, because God does not give us headache. Even the stress may come, but the headache is not yours. So you have to say it, this headache is not mine. Even though the headache is there, that's why the Bible says, he himself took our infirmities. By his stripes, we have been made whole. So we have to allow God to control our thoughts. So God, through the Holy Spirit, help us to align our thoughts with the word of God by being still and meditating upon the word of God. My brothers and my sisters, we need to constantly meditate upon the word of God day and night. That's what he's told us in the book of Joshua. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. You shall meditate upon it day and night. He knows that we need that word day and night. He knows that the word is what will help us to navigate life successfully and victoriously to the glory of God. So we have to allow God to control our thought. We have to allow God to control our time. Ephesians 5. We have to allow God to control our time. How are we using our time? Are we using our time wisely? You see, this technology, this gadget, that this advanced technology advancement people has given to us. Honestly, this cell phone. Some people, you see them crossing the road, they are on the cell phone. They don't even look, maybe the red light is on. So we have to allow, this is good, but at the same time, don't let it control our time. Don't let it control our time. Don't worry, I will look for the scripture here. Ephesians. See then, I'm reading King James Version now. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fool, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. We have to redeem the time. We have to spend our time wisely. What are we engaging with the 24 hours that God has given to us? Sometimes when I'm driving, you know, we are always tempted by the red light. You want to pick up your phone. And something really happened last week. You know, I mean, aligning God. I said, God, just allow me. I don't want to use this cell phone when I'm driving because it's so much distraction. It doesn't make you to stay focused. Or sometimes you see some phone calls and you want to pick it up and you put it on speaker. If you don't have headphone, or what do you call it? I'm sorry. So you don't, we want to pick it up. So now I've been driving. Each time now I try my best, I will park. I will use my cell phone. When I'm done, I will move again. But I was in the middle of the road, and the light was red. And from nowhere, this cop started beeping behind me. I said, what? What did I do? So he started beeping. And I was by the middle of the road, and I couldn't swerve to my right side because cars are turning to a junction. And I'm trying to turn, but everybody was in a rush. You know, everybody's trying to speed to wherever they are going. So and this finally, I got the ability to swerve, you know, and to just move and turn to the side. He came. He said, what are you doing by the middle of the road? I said, God, I just need your favor. I need your favor at this moment. He looked at me. It was raining. He said, what are you doing? I had it in mind to respond. He said, okay, wind down. Where is your insurance and your driver license? Well, I tried to pick it up. He said, okay, go. Don't stay in the middle of the road again. I said, God, I just thank you. Say, God, I just thank you. So please and please, let's stop using, let's make sure that we redeem our time. There are moments that we need to concentrate on some things. We leave whatever it is. Now what I do, sometimes I just turn it off. I don't want to even pick it up. When I'm doing stuff, I just want to, like this couple of days before the women's conference, I'm not picking up my phone. I have an assignment to do. So when I'm done, I will call whoever I need to call. So we have to redeem the time because the days are evil. Let God control our time. Spend your time wisely. Do not waste your time on unnecessary things. Do not waste your time on unnecessary things. It's a lot of distraction. We allow God to control our time. If we allow God to control our time, we will achieve a lot of things each day. We will achieve a lot. Because we allow God to control. But if we don't allow God, I want to stay on the cell phone, stay on watching TV when we're supposed to go to bed and we are doing unnecessary stuff. That's when other things happen. So we have to allow God to control our time. We have to allow him to control our time. You see, Mary, I want us to read the story of Mary and Martha. Mary sat at the Lord's feet. That's Luke 10, 35, 38 to 42. Mary decided to, she sat at the Lord's feet to hear the word, to hear Jesus. And as Jesus and the disciple continued on their way to Jerusalem, they came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. Let's continue, please. Her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he thought. Do we do that? Do we sit? Don't take it off. I will continue. Just leave it to verse 40. I will continue from there. So, how are we using our time? We need to create time to sit at the Lord's feet, study his word, and allow him to speak to our heart. He speaks to us if we give him time. If we allow him to control our time. If we give him much time of our lives. Even if you cannot, you know, either you have to wake up to go to work early. On your way going to work, be talking to God. Put a CD. Listen to the word of God. Listen to messages. It goes a long way. It helps us. And it helps us to manage our time. Because you are hearing the word. As you are hearing, the Holy Spirit is working in us. God is talking to us. He's putting ideas in our hearts. Instead of maybe like going and be, sometimes it is good for us to allow God to control everything in us. Our mind, our life, our thought, everything that he has given to us because he holds us in his hands. So we have to allow him. Can we continue from verse 40? But Martha was distracted by the big dinner she was preparing. Sometimes I do that because I love to cook. I'll be cooking, 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 cooking. But what I do now when I'm cooking, I put on maybe music, I put on messages, I'm listening, I'm multitasking. As I'm cooking, I'm hearing the word. She came to Jesus and said, Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Because she's so busy cooking. and she was the only one. Tell her to come and help me because we are cooking for you. So let's see what Jesus responded to her. But the Lord said to her, my dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. That is, Martha was worried about how the cook will get cooked. How many, is it half an hour? I want to cook this food and put it on the table because we have a special guest. But Mary decided to, she sat at Jesus' feet to listen. There are times and seasons for everything. We can put the food on the stove and you sit down and start hearing the word, or as you are cooking, be hearing the word, and when you finish cooking, go and try, eat your food in time. Because each time we cannot, you know, like, just think that we have all the time to ourselves. You see some people that need to go further and go to school. You have to think very wisely and do it in time. That shows that you are allowing God to control you, and you are using that time. You are allowing God, oh God, this is what I want to do. I want you to do it in a timely manner. Student, use your time wisely. The time you're supposed to study and do your homework, do it. Don't just sit down watching TV or be on this technology and start going from, sometimes I don't even know some icons there to use. Sometimes I call my kids, sometimes they get angry with me. I say, please help me, because you know it's technology time. So please make sure you use your time wisely. Let's use our time wisely. Let God control our time. I will round it up with this song. And I want us to, you know, if you want to stand up with me, because this life that we have, that God has given us the ability to live, we have to allow him to control our lives. Because he has a covenant over our lives. And the covenant that he has over our lives, nothing we abort it. It will come to pass by the grace of God to his glory. Let us all rise up.